Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 12 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business, making $100,000 while helping 100 podcasters launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. So this is so incredible because it's so many different things that I discovered, not only for day 12 but day 11 as well. I went to this Veterans Expo, and during this expo I was able to speak to so many different people. I was able to pitch what I was doing. I was able to present what I'm doing, and as I'm communicating with other people, other entrepreneurs, other veterans, I'm sharing with them what I have to offer. I'm sharing with them how I can help them. I'm sharing with them the goal behind everything that I'm doing. And right now it's 8:42 p.m. And for day 11, day 12, it was an amazing event. Let me show you the merch. Let me show you the bag. And right here, Veterans Florida, Florida. Shout out to Veterans Florida. There was so much information, so much knowledge, so much wisdom, so many people that I was able to meet. And over time, throughout the last 2 days, I've learned some valuable lessons. And I gained a better understanding of how I can help different veteran podcasters, how I can be more consistent. And it all came from me just being in the environment, being around other people that where I can ask questions, pick their brains, learn more about them. And the reason why this is so incredible, because I thought I was only focusing on one particular customer, just like my first 90-day challenge. On the contrary, every customer has a different problem. And if I'm able to guide the customer through learning how to launch a podcast, learning how to grow a podcast, and learning how to make money from the podcast, I'm continuously building trust. And oh my God, I'm continuously building trust. And it was a game changer. It was a game changer that I recognized that I learned that. I didn't even recognize it. I had learned it. It was a major game changer. So I'm going to go live on Instagram right quick. Day 12 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow Podcast Business. Okay, as you can see, I'm in a t-shirt today. Okay, I'm in a t-shirt today. I got home around like 3 or 4. Then we had to clean up. I wanted to get to this challenge, and I don't want to focus on the wardrobe. Yes, I can put on the wardrobe tomorrow. Nonetheless, I want to come on here and talk about what we discovered, and I also want to show. Let me. Get my pen out right quick. I also want to show what we discovered and the importance behind it. Let me know where you're tapping in from. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is day number 12 of 90 Day Challenge to help veteran podcasters launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. So this is what I'm about to do. I'm about to recap from day 11 and day 12, because day 11 was the event. Day 12 was the event as well. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, dang, I should be recording. I should be recording everything I'm doing. And guess what? I left my camera equipment. I left the equipment to where I can actually show the behind the scenes. What my biggest concern was just getting people on footage where I didn't have their permission for them to be on camera. And I literally thought about this as I was cleaning up, and it hit me like, why don't you just ask them, like, hey, you're being recorded. Do you mind being on camera? It was a great lesson because I'm no longer leaving my bag, my camera equipment here at home. I need to have it with me. I need to have it in the car 24/7, regardless of where I'm at, regardless of what I'm doing. Because I also did a podcast today. And when I did the podcast, I just had to prop my phone up. Excuse me. I had to prop my phone up. And it wasn't bad. But I have all these different tripods. I have all this different equipment. Why am I not using it to record the process? If I want to show the behind the scenes, I will have to show what's going on every single day. Every single day. So I'm going to get in the habit of not only just recording here at my desk or in the office, but I'm going to be recording outside of my office, outside of the desk, and so on and so forth. So it was a great lesson that I discovered, not only for day 11 and 12, but just overall, after the challenge, during the challenge, I need to be constantly recording myself because I need to be constantly on camera. Eventually, I'll be able to go live wherever I'm at. But until then, I need to continue to go live. I need to continue to show the process. And we're going to get to it. So I want to go over. I want to do a recap of day 11 and day 12 right quick. Okay. There we go. Pen is ready. Let me share my screen. There we go. Hold on. There we go. Let me know in the comments if you can see the board. There we go. If you can see the paper. Day 10, part 2. Why did it say day 10? I didn't go live day 10? No, there's no way I didn't go live. Hold on. There's no way I didn't go live. Day 10. Okay. I'm about to say, God, I don't know I didn't go live day 11, but... I just had to check. Okay, there we go. All right, so I'm just going to start a new page. Day 11 and 12. Veterans Expo. Alright. What it do, dog? Alright. So now 2024. Yeah. There we go. Okay, so now, major things that I've discovered, major things that I've learned, and man, it I don't think if I was doing this 90-day challenge, I don't think I would be able to learn it. I don't think I'll be able to learn it. First off, for day 11, I think it was day 11, I had got a message or someone commented on the video, and that was like, info. Dot dot dot. Well, they say dot dot dot, but I'm putting dot dot dot. And that was like info. And I'm like, what do you mean? question mark. And it didn't register to me. It didn't make sense to me. Well, why someone would say info if I'm just talking about the 90-day challenge that I've started, the update and the information I'm sharing along the process. As I start to think about the message and the response, it's like, hold on. People want to join the 90-day challenge. People want like the updates, like the information, like the personal connection or the personal communication with them. And so it was a big eye opener because it didn't make sense at first, but now it's making sense. This is a short word for information. It registers to me, if I want to have a podcast business, helping veteran podcasters launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast, how can that be possible? Well, if I start collecting emails, if I start collecting information to reach out to different customers, this is where the information can come from. I can share with them the updates. I can share with them what is happening so far. And so I have to keep that in mind that every post, every day, hold on. Every post, every presentation, and every conversation should lead to somewhere, to lead to something, to lead to the other person getting my number, me getting their number, or something. Because what I lacked, what I had trouble with the first time I did the 90-day challenge was really collecting the information and communicating with them on a daily basis, on a continued basis, and showing people that I care. Like, I want you to be a part of this journey. And by the way, if you want like to be a part of the journey, come with the word info, and I will send you a link so that way you can have and have the updates that we're going to send as well. And over time, I start to understand, like, man, if I want to have a podcast business, I have to have people to reach out to. The biggest thing from the event, from the Veterans Expo, is that when you network with people, when you communicate with people, is that you have to follow up. You have to follow up. And that was my biggest challenge during the first 90-day challenge, was not following up with everybody that had interest in launching their podcast, growing their podcast, and or making money from their podcast. And quite honestly, I didn't know I can help veteran podcasters accomplish their podcasting goals, because I had to figure out how I can go about helping others. And so what this did is that it just opened my mind, and it gave me an understanding that I can help podcasters launch their podcasts. I can help veteran podcasters grow their podcasts. I can help veteran podcasters make more money, because it's something that I'm currently doing now. What a lesson. That cost me time and focus. Focus. And it can be overwhelming at times. Nonetheless, when you figure it out, when you understand what you're doing, when you understand what you're serving, who you're serving, now everything will start to make more sense. At least it started making sense for me. And it's been a game changer. So what I'm going to do today, I'm not going to show the business card, but I am going to update or put it in a place where I can reach out to everybody, just stay up to track with everything. And this is going to be great, because as I'm reaching out to people, I can communicate with them, I can follow up with them, and we can schedule a day to potentially speak more. And follow up is the most important thing that you could ever do, because if you're not following up, I'm learning that you have to follow up, because if you only dependent on the first conversation, if you only dependent on that only interaction that you have, how do you continue to stay in communication with them? And over time life shows you that you're able to really position yourself differently. So I want to position myself differently. I'm going to put it in a place where I can refer back to it, reach out to people, update my Excel sheet, and just continue to go back and have it focused on it like that. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. That's exactly what we're going to do. And Let me see. Stages one. As a matter of fact, I think this will be good. Yeah. This will be good. Duplicate. Rename. Networking. Follow-ups. Okay, there we go. Follow-ups. Champion list, date, email, company name, reach out. Okay, there we go. All right, so I'm not showing. Oh, yeah. This is good. This is good. There's nothing on the screen. There's no information. This is a blank page. And so what this consists of is me going to reach out to different people. When I meet people at networking events, I need a place to follow up with them. I need a place to stay in communication with them. I need a place where I can track everything that I'm doing, because in business, you have to track everything that you're doing so you can stay more consistent, so you can stay more organized. So my goal is to become organized every time I go to the event, every time I collect business cards, every time people have interest in launching their podcast, growing their podcast, and or making money from their podcast. I need to have a place where I could potentially follow up with them and have a customer from that. And it's going to be a game changer, because this is something that I did not understand on my first 90-day challenge, but I'm understanding the importance of organization. Like, you have to be organized with everything that you're doing. And I'm not going to lie, it can be overwhelming, because you have to figure out how to be consistent with everything, how to be organized with everything. If you don't have a way to be organized, how do you reach out to more customers? How do you help more people? How do you make a difference? And this has been something that has been a major game changer. So, I wasn't even on the screen. Okay, let me stop sharing this screen. I'm gonna come back. I'm going to come back to that screen. And now what we going to do, we about to update. We about to put some names in here. We going to put some names in here for real. Okay. So shout out to Veterans Florida again. Shout out to Veterans Florida. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to put all the contact information that I have in here, I'm gonna organize everything so I can reach back out and have a system behind everything that I'm doing. And it's gonna be great. So that's what we're doing today. I just gotta find it. I gotta find all of them. Okay, got that. Did I put it in here, or did I put it somewhere else? Tax Plug, what it do, man? That's Carl, what it do, bro? Let me see. I'm looking for the cards, man. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna shoot you a message tomorrow, too, bro, because I know it's late. I know it's like 9 o'clock, but I'm gonna shoot you a message tomorrow so we can follow up with each other. God, no, they gave us a lot of stuff. I can't find what I'm looking for. Hold on. God, dog, they gave us a lot of stuff. It's good, but there we go. We got one. Bet, just getting home. Yeah, man. It's been a long day, But yeah, man. It's wait, did you go to the after party? Let me try to add you, man. I'm gonna try to add you, bro. If you're free, if you're not free, then that's cool. What it do, family? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what after party was it today?
Nah, I think it was it today? I think it was either today and No. I think it was yesterday. I think the after party was yesterday.
Yeah, the reception. I hung out until then. Yeah, I mean, I didn't stay all the way through. I left around like 6-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, I stayed until it started, though.
What? Yeah, I left around like maybe 4 or 5, give or take.
Yeah, so it was just kind of rolling. It was supposed to start, I guess, at like 5:30. So you might have maybe just missed it. And yeah. I stuck around till they cut the cake.
Okay. Yeah. I probably should have stayed a little bit longer.
Yeah. It was a little bit like a different vibe because, you know, they passed out some tickets for like drinks.
Yeah.
So people were a little looser, you know, on the networking part, like, you know, and just kind of like connecting and just vibing.
Okay. Just to let you know, I am live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and then...
Say that again.
I said, just to let you know, Just to let you know, I'm live on 4 different other platforms as well.
Oh, no, it's all good. I just didn't hear you because, like, my wife called me, like, while we were talking, and it just kind of, like, you know, went out for a little bit, but it's all good.
Okay, yo, that's a bit, man. But, yeah, I know it's late. I'm going to definitely reach out to you tomorrow, probably early morning, probably around, like, 10 or 11 or something like that.
Yeah, shoot for around 10. I might go play a little bit of soccer because, you know, I didn't get to do anything this weekend, like, physically. So I might just try to, like, you know, do a little running or whatever in the morning. But I should be done, settled by around, like, you know, 10:30 the latest. And I know I'm, like, hopping on a call at 11, but we could chop it up around, like, 10-ish.
Okay. Yeah, what I do, I'll send you a message, and then we can schedule it whenever you're free as well.
I bet I got you. I mean, when I get off, you know, and I'm a little stationed, I'll send you my number to there. And matter of fact, you exchange numbers, so we good.
Yeah, I got your number, bro. Yeah, we locked in. I got your number.
I got you, man. It was nice to meet you, bro.
Likewise, man. I'm gonna be in contact with you, bro.
I bet. Be easy, man. Simplify.
Simplify. Be safe, dog.
I bet, bro. Peace.
All right. I could have sworn I had more cars. However, car man, my dog man, I appreciate you for sure. I'm gonna reach out to you tomorrow then. Yeah. Let me go ahead and put these there. As a matter of fact, this is actually pretty smart. I got. Oh yeah. So what I'm gonna do? I just thought about this. Yeah, that's, hold on, that's crazy. Okay, yeah, this is actually pretty smart. I'm gonna have a place where I can reach out and follow up with people. Like, what? I wanna have to. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy, man. Okay. Now this is gonna make me not only, oh my God, bro, that's crazy. Okay. Okay, there we go. There we go. Make sure I'm on camera. Make sure I'm not. It's 9:08 and we getting this work done. We getting to this work. Ain't nobody gonna work for you, but you have to be willing to do the process, do the work, and do the grind. You have to be willing to grind it out, because if you don't grind it out, ain't nothing gonna be handed to you, ain't nothing gonna be given to you. You go out and get what you are looking to do. You have to put yourself out there, and you have to position yourself differently so that way people can start to remember you even more. That has been a great lesson, phenomenal lesson, because now I understand the importance of consistency. Now I understand the importance of follow-up. Now I understand what it takes to be different. There we go. There we go. There we go. I'm still alive. Look at the phone. That's funny. That's funny. Kelly, how you doing? How you doing? Okay, okay. So what we doing now for those of you that's coming in, we are, what are we doing? We're updating from day 11 and day 12. Wait, today's day 12. Yeah, day 12. God, dog. For those of you that's on, we are updating from day 11 to day 12 because yesterday I went to Veterans Expo and then today I went again. So now I'm updating about what has taken place and what this is going to do is going to help me be more organized, going to help me reach out to more people, and is going to help me grow a podcast business within the next 90 days. So this is what we are doing. We are updating the something so we can be more organized. There we go. The go yeah, huh?
What's that one like?
Instagram. I'm sorry?
What's going on?
Yes, it is. Go to my page. Okay. So, I'm going to get him. Get him a call, too. So, did you find it? Okay. So, let me come back to the camera. Let me come back to the camera. Let me come back to the camera. So, here's the thing. I thought I had a lot more. I gotta find them somewhere. Hold on. I think I found it. I think. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. So just to what I'm going to do, since it's 9:15, I got to find all the people that I need to follow up with so that way it can be more organized. And then for day 13, I'm going to reach out to them. Nonetheless, I do want to go over a couple of things that really stuck out to me, not only today, but this past weekend. And the reason I want to go more in depth with it because the lessons that I've learned made me understand the type of business I'm going to have. And it only came from understanding. Oh, give it 1 second. There we go. Okay, so for day 12, I was in a presentation where the people that had that little microphone, and they were speaking to an audience and sharing what their business was. sharing business. And so as I'm in this presentation, I'm watching different people present their business, what they're talking about, what they do, who they help, how they serve. And as I'm listening to everybody, everybody has a different, unique way that they present and the customers that they're serving and so on and so forth. As I'm sitting there, I'm constantly thinking about ways that I can improve. I'm listening to the judges say and give advice. I'm listening to what the presenters are saying. And I'm constantly figuring out how can I really position my business differently. Yes, I'm helping veteran podcasters. Yes, a lot of people don't have a podcast and they want to get into podcasting. Yes, people would like to grow their podcast. And yes, people would like to make money from it. But even then, as I'm sitting there, I only was focused on helping veteran podcasters grow their podcast. Then I had a conversation with Diane from Action Zone. Shout out to Action Zone. As I'm speaking with her, she explained that I'm cutting out, but I'm eliminating customers that I could potentially help. And then what I also thought about from, shout out to this book, and it's called Traffic Secrets. Throughout this book, it explains that you have to have ways where people can do business with you, where they can connect with you, and so on and so forth. It's supposed to be a value ladder. Hold on. And so on and so forth. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Oh, man. Let's try this again. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Different customers meet you at different phases of their journey. And if you're able to meet them at their beginning phase, you can move them up the ladder. Now understand the concept of what he was explaining and what he was sharing, because you have to find a way to get in front of your customers. Once you get in front of your customers, you have to find a way to work with your customers. Once you work with your customers, you have to find a way to keep them engaged. Shout out to this guy named Neo Davis. He's very consistent in everything that he does. And the reason why I'm shouting him out, because I first met him in 2022 and he's still showing up every single day. The value that was there was that I met him in person. We had a conversation, we shook hands, and I learned a lot that day. Nonetheless, when you meet people, the value exchanges, the conversations you're having amongst each other. As you learn what the other person is going through, as you learn what the other person is experiencing, as you are discovering more about what they would need help with. I'm not even sharing my screen. I apologize for that. Oh. There we go. When you discover what they need help with and how you can go by helping them, now your communication has to match the problem that they're dealing with. Every phase of your customer experience matters. And I say that because I recently understood the importance of showing your customers that you care about their journey, their wins, their goals. And what happens many times, what I just recently discovered, is that you're not only helping them accomplish their goals, but you're helping them get uncomfortable. You're helping them seeing the value for themselves, and you're helping them believe that they can do it. And the reason why this was a big eye opener, because I lacked the understanding of knowing how I help how I can help veteran podcasters launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. And so over time, as I'm trying to figure out how to make a business by this, how to help more people, how to get in front of more people, I have to communicate my solution in a way where my customers will understand the problem that they are going through. There's a solution right behind it. And the biggest thing that can come from this right here is that you have to put your customers first. And the reason why is because if your customers are not cared for, why should they do business with you? Shout out to this guy named RJ. He literally explained to me, he expressed to me, if you're going to be in business, show people you care. And I just proceeded to ask him, I say, how do you show people you care? He said, just care. He said, be there for them, support them, guide them. Don't necessarily expect your customer to pay and you stop showing up. No, 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 no. I brought up the guy, Neo Davis. He always showing up. He's very consistent. In fact, I only met him two, three years ago. But before I met him, he was providing so much value online. He was consistent online. He's constantly showing up. He's constantly reaching out. He's not reaching out. He's constantly in different rooms. And when I started to go to his different events, oh my God, that's starting to make sense now. That makes sense. That makes sense. That literally makes sense. Yo, oh my God. Okay, let me explain what I just thought about. As I'm explaining this, I literally met him one time in person. We had a conversation. It was a short conversation. But prior to us meeting in person, I was seeing him a lot on social media. He was posting every day. Still is. He was posting every day. And then when he started, when I started going to his events, it was because of the first interaction. But it was years. It was years later. It wasn't like it was the following month. It wasn't like it was the following year. No, it was like years later when I actually started going to his events. And it just made sense to me, because one thing that stops a lot of people from growing is that they're not in person. They're not seen everywhere. And now, the reason why this makes sense now is because you have to meet your customer where you are, where they're at. The whole point of this is to meet your customers where they are at. Meaning, you have to, when you meet your customers where they are at, you're meeting them at the phase and journey and time that they are discovering for themselves. Yes, you can meet them where they're at, but what problem are they going through? What problem are they experiencing? What are they thinking in their head? What are they battling? And one thing that I recently discovered and understood the importance of, really just in this live within day 12, was that you have to meet your customers where you are, where they're at, because you never know when your customer is ready to buy. You never know when your customer is ready to move to the next step. You never know when that one thing will make a difference. And the reason why I'm saying this is because that one thing can be multiple things. It could be, like, for instance, I met the guy, Neo Davis. I met him in person. Then I was watching different podcasts with him. Then I watched different social media posts with him. Like, I'm constantly seeing this person. I'm constantly seeing this man. Every single day, he's showing up day in, day out. He's in person. He's online. He's in person. He's online. He's in person. He's online. So if I want to have a podcast business, I have to learn from the environment that I was already around. Because if I want to meet people where they are at, I have to meet people where they are at. I have to get outside the office. I have to get on social media and off of social media. I have to go to different places, different events, different locations, different environments. Why? Because when you meet your customers where they're at, you're showing that you care. Because you never know the type of customer that you're going to work with until you get out in front of customers. And I'm saying this because now it's making sense. If I get out in front of more people, more customers, with the intention of helping them, but first, before I even ask for help, before I even ask for anything, how can I see and provide value first? I want to help them. I want to provide value. I want to provide services. I want to provide a way where I can not only support them, but I can be a part of everything that they have going on. I want to be a part of my customer's journey. If I'm a part of my customer's journey, I'm showing that I care. I'm showing that I care. And the reason why this is so important to me, because if I want to meet my customers where they're at, I have to be willing to do more so I can be ready, so I can be there when the customers are ready to take that next step with their podcast. And over time, they will not only become ready, but they will stay ready because you're constantly showing up. The more they see you, I read a stat or heard a stat from a guy named Brandon Dawson. He explained that people have to watch 7 to 8 hours of content about you before they get comfortable with you. 7 to 8 hours. 7 to 8 hours. That is a long, 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 long time. 7 to 8 hours. Make sure. There we go. It takes 7 to 8 hours. 7 to 8 hours. 8 hours for someone to watch a lot of content that you're putting out. You're not going to get instant results from the videos, from social media marketing that you're putting out right now. However, that doesn't mean that you cannot get results over time. And I'm saying this because being in business, I have to be patient. Because I understand that results is not going to come tomorrow. What if they come next week? What if they come next month? What if they come within 6 months? Am I willing to stay consistent? Am I willing to show up every single day? Am I willing to meet my customer where they are at? If I meet my customer where they are at, I'm showing that I care. I'm showing that I care. And this 90-day challenge is a form or is a way to show that I care. And I say that because I'm in the process of growing a podcast business. In order for me to grow a podcast business, I want to challenge myself. I want to bring you all on a journey and reveal everything that I've learned and just teach you along the way. I want to show you that I care because the information that I receive, is so valuable because it changes. My perspective, it changes the way I want to conduct business, and it changes how I like to be in business or how I can go about being in business. Learning from different programs, learning from different mentors, like for instance, Action Zone, the program SCORE is a nonprofit for business owners to learn more about it. SBDC at USF, shout out to Scott. And so many more different people. Oh, VMT mentoring. Like, there's so many different people that has helped me understand more about business. If I want to be in business, I have to continue to learn. And as I continue to learn, there's going to be customers, going to be people who I see that I can know, that I know I can help. However, before I help them, I have to show up consistently. Because consistency pays off. Consistency equals trust. If I want my wife to trust me, I have to be consistent. I have to consistently show up. In ways where she can not only trust me, but she can trust what I'm doing. She can trust what I'm saying. She can trust everything that I'm around. Because one thing that proves, that builds trust, is consistency. If I do the same thing day in, day out, day in, night out, and I continue to do it on a consistent basis, why can't I build trust? When I'm consistent, I build trust. And the trust that I'm building in others is showing that I'm able to show up no matter what. You have to show up no matter what. Why? Because your product, your service, your business might be the right product, service, or business, but you're not showing up consistently. You're not showing up every day. You're not showing up often because life happens, because you're unsure of the business, because you're unsure of how you can help others. But if you build consistency, your trust will follow that consistency. Why is that important? Because I met Neo Davis back in 2022 in a room full of thriving entrepreneurs. On the contrary, I started paying Neo Davis not only for like different events, but different programs and so on and so forth. Why? Because he was consistent. Because he is consistent. Because I don't think he's not still consistent. And what this taught me, what this is teaching me, is that you have to have customers who like you. You have to have customers who know you. And you have to have customers who trust you. Because when you have customers, this is a customer. Customer, when they like, know, and trust you, this is a cloud right here. There is no limit. No limit. There is no limit. Why? Because I'm in the process of discovering this right now. Right now I'm discovering this because when people know you, they like you. When they like you, they trust you. And then you can only build trust if you're consistent. Why am I going over this? Because the event that I went to today gave me a different perspective. It gave me a different level of understanding. It gave me more of an understanding of the type of business I would like to have. I can't be great. I can't serve who I want to help. I can't really put myself out there if I don't understand why I'm doing it. I knew that there will be a reason why I'm doing this. And so I have to figure out the goal behind it, the strategy behind it, and the reason behind it. If I want to be consistent, if I want to build trust, I have to do it day in and day out because I have to get customers to know me, to like, know, and trust me. And that only happens if I'm consistent. And I'm going over this because this is something that I discovered today at the Veterans Expo when I was just thinking. And it came to me, but when it came to me so unexpectedly because I didn't fully understand how I can help veteran podcasters launch their podcast, how I can help veteran podcasters grow their podcast, how I can help veteran podcasters make money from their podcast until I sat there and just thought about it. My biggest challenge was that I was trying to teach things that I'm not doing. I was trying to have a business around something that I didn't know how to do. I was trying to help others in a way that I didn't fully understand. And when it hit me, when I discovered it, I learned that the only way that I can help others, The only way I can help others is if I help myself first. Why? When I first discovered that I wanted to learn more about business, learn more about the space of podcasting as a business, I was jumping the gun, like I was jumping the broom, I was jumping ahead. That's a better terminology. I was jumping ahead before I even did it for myself, before I even knew how to do it for myself. And what this causes is confusion. I was confused on my own why this was a problem that I can solve, or why this was a problem that I can help others with, why I can serve other podcasters. It wasn't the fact that I couldn't serve other podcasters. I didn't know how to. Over time, as I continue to be consistent, as I continue to go to different mentors, different programs, ask different questions, be around different people, I started to understand the power of doing what you are teaching instead of teaching what you are not doing. Why? Because the language is different. The level of understanding is different. The way you comprehend what you are sharing is different. So what I was sharing when I decided to get into the podcast business was that I was sharing information that I wasn't acting upon. I wasn't acting on it because I didn't really know how to. And I'm sharing this to say that you have to understand that you have to help yourself first. So Failure's Knowledge Podcast is the podcast that I'm building the blueprint around, because I'm in the podcast business, this is the blueprint. And this is the roadmap of how I can help others. Because if I help myself the same exact way I know I can help others, the blueprint that I'm creating, the roadmap that I'm setting, I'll be able to follow it a lot better because it's something I'm doing for myself. When you have a blueprint, you have a proven way. Blueprint equals proven way. And over time, I learned in order to have a business, in order to help veteran podcasters, I have to use the same things that I'm going to help others with for myself. And I was working with one of my clients, and his name is Tony. And as I'm working with him, he taught me something without even him knowing he taught me it. It was something that's so important. I was trying to help him with a problem that he did not have. Oh my goodness. I was trying to help him with a problem that he did not have. And it became overwhelming because I don't understand how you don't have this problem. And it wasn't until we having different calls, we having different conversations, and we're speaking. He said it so subtle, I almost missed it. He said it so sudden, I almost missed it. And what he said was that I don't need focus, I need a strategy. Need a strategy. Need a strategy. So this whole time I was teaching the wrong thing. I was talking about the wrong thing because I didn't even have a strategy for myself. I didn't even have a strategy for myself, but I had to create a strategy for myself so I can help with the strategy that I already had for myself. And so this is so incredible. This is so important because this is the lessons that I've learned from day 11 to day 12, because I was at the Veterans Expo event of 2025. And it was something that taught me more about positioning yourself as someone that cares, and not only someone that cares, but someone who's teaching something that's already, that's proven within yourself. That's proven within yourself. And for me, I had to prove that I'm in the podcast business. Okay. If I'm going to be in the podcast business, what does that consist of? I need to get people, I need to show up often so people can like, so people can know me, so people can start trusting me. Because when people like, know, and trust me, people are willing to do business with me. And that was a lesson that I've learned from day 11 and day 12. I just wanted to come out here and just recap it. Because I didn't go live for day 11. Nonetheless, I'm going to have my camera whenever I need to. Because I hate the fact that I didn't record any of today. But my goal, whenever I leave this house, whenever I'm doing anything, I'm going to have my camera equipment. So this is a great lesson for today, is to always have your camera equipment. I'm going to put that up top, actually. Dang. There we go. Always have camera equipment. I always have camera equipment because I missed some valuable lessons today. So this is day 12 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business, helping veteran podcasters grow their podcast. I'm sorry, launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. And tomorrow's going to be day 13, and I'm going to continue to stay consistent, stay updated, and I'm going to keep you all informed on everything that I learned. So this was great. This was great. And I will see y'all tomorrow for day 13 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business, helping veteran podcasters launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make more money from their podcast.